In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful, all praise belongs to Allah who created the heavens and the earth and made the darknesses and the light, yet the faithless equate others with their Lord. It is He who created you from clay, then ordained the term of your life. The specified term is with Him, and yet you are in doubt. He is Allah in the heavens and on the earth. He knows your secret and your overt matters, and He knows what you earn. There did not come to them any sign from among the signs of their Lord, but that they used to disregard it. They certainly denied the truth when it came to them, but soon there will come to them the news of what they have been deriding. Have they not regarded how many a generation we have destroyed before them, whom we had granted power in the land in respects that we did not grant you? And we sent abundant rains for them from the sky and made streams run for them. Then we destroyed them for their sins and brought forth another generation after them. Had we sent down to you a book on paper so they could touch it with their own hands, still the faithless would have said, "This is nothing but plain magic." And they say, "Why has not an angel been sent down to him?" Were we to send down an angel, the matter would surely be decided, and then they would not be granted any respite. And had we made him an angel, we would have surely made him a man, and we would have surely confounded them in regard to the truth that they confound. Apostles were certainly derided before you, then those who ridiculed them were besieged by what they used to deride. Say, travel over the land, and then observe how was the fate of the deniers. Say, to whom belongs whatever is in the heavens and the earth? Say, to Allah. He has made mercy incumbent upon Himself. He will surely gather you on the day of resurrection, in which there is no doubt. Those who have ruined their souls will not have faith. To Him belongs whatever abides in the night and the day, and He is the All-Hearing, the All-Knowing. Say, should I take for guardian anyone other than Allah, the Originator of the heavens and the earth, who feeds and is not fed? Say, I have been commanded to be the first of those who submit to Allah and never be one of the polytheists. Say, indeed should I disobey my Lord, I fear the punishment of a tremendous day. Whoever is spared of it on that day, he has certainly been merciful to him, and that is the manifest success. Should Allah visit you with some distress, there is no one to remove it except Him, and should He bring you some good, then He has power over all things, and He is the All-Dominant over His servants, and He is the All-Wise, the All-Aware. Say, what thing is greatest as witness? Say, Allah. He is witness between me and you, and this Quran has been revealed to me that I may warn thereby you and whomever it may reach. Do you indeed bear witness that there are other gods besides Allah? Say, I do not bear witness to any such thing. Say, indeed He is the one God, and I indeed disown what you associate with Him. Those whom we have given the book recognize Him, just as they recognize their sons. Those who have ruined their souls will not have faith. Who is a greater wrongdoer than him who fabricates a lie against Allah or denies His signs? Indeed, the wrongdoers will not be felicitous. On the day when we gather them all together, we shall say to those who ascribe partners to Allah, "Where are your partners that you used to claim?" Then their only excuse will be to say, "By Allah, our Lord, we were not polytheists." Look how they forswear themselves, and what they used to fabricate has forsaken them. There are some of them who prick up their ears at you, but we have cast veils on their hearts, lest they should understand it, and a deafness into their ears, and though they should see every sign, they will not believe in it. When they come to you to dispute with you, the faithless say, "These are nothing but myths of the ancients." They dissuade others from following him and themselves avoid him. Yet they destroy no one except themselves, but they are not aware. Were you to see when they are brought to a halt by the fire, whereupon they will say, If only we were sent back into the world, then we will not deny the signs of our Lord, and we will be among the faithful. Rather, now has become evident to them what they used to hide before, but were they to be sent back, they would revert to what they were forbidden, and they are indeed liars. They say, There is nothing but our life of this world, and we shall not be resurrected. Were you to see when they are stationed before their Lord, he will say, Is this not the truth? They will say, Yes, by our Lord. He will say, So taste the punishment because of what you used to disbelieve. They are certainly losers who deny the encounter with Allah. When the hour overtakes them suddenly, they will say, Alas for us, for what we neglected in it, and they will bear their burdens on their backs. Look, evil is what they bear. The life of the world is nothing but play and diversion, and the abode of the hereafter is surely better for those who are God-wary. Do you not apply reason? We certainly know that what they say grieves you, yet it is not you that they deny, but it is Allah's signs that the wrongdoers impugn. Apostles were certainly denied before you, yet they patiently bore being denied and tormented until our help came to them. Nothing can change the words of Allah, and there have certainly come to you some of the accounts of the apostles. And should their aversion be hard on you, find, if you can, a tunnel into the ground or a ladder into sky, that you may bring them a sign. Had Allah wished, He would have brought them together on guidance. So do not be one of the ignorant. Only those who listen will respond to you. As for the dead, Allah will resurrect them. Then they will be brought back to Him. They say, Why has not a sign been sent down to him from his Lord? Say, Allah is indeed able to send down a sign, but most of them do not know. There is no animal on land, nor a bird that flies with its wings, but they are communities like yourselves. We have not omitted anything from the book. Then they will be mustered toward their Lord. Those who deny our signs are deaf and dumb in a manifold darkness. Allah leads astray whomever He wishes, and whomever He wishes, He puts him on a straight path. Say, Tell me, should Allah's punishment overtake you, or should the hour overtake you, will you supplicate anyone other than Allah, should you be truthful? Rather, Him you will supplicate, and He will remove that for which you supplicated Him, if He wishes, and you will forget what you ascribe to Him as His partners. We have certainly sent apostles to nations before you. Then we seized them with stress and distress, so that they might entreat us. Why did they not entreat when our might overtook them? But their hearts had hardened, and Satan had made to seem decorous to them what they had been doing. So when they forgot what they had been admonished of, we opened for them the gates of all good things. When they rejoiced in what they were given, we seized them suddenly, whereat, behold, they were despondent. Thus the wrongdoing lot were rooted out, and all praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. Say, Tell me, should Allah take away your hearing and your sight, and set a seal on your hearts? Which God other than Allah can bring it back to you? Look how we paraphrase the signs variously. Nevertheless, they turn away. Say, Tell me, should Allah's punishment overtake you suddenly or visibly, will anyone be destroyed except the wrongdoing lot? We do not send the apostles except as bearers of good news and warners. As for those who are faithful and righteous, they will have no fear, nor will they grieve. But as for those who deny our signs, the punishment shall befall them because of the transgressions they used to commit. Say, I do not say to you that I possess the treasuries of Allah, nor do I know the unseen, nor do I say to you that I am an angel. I follow only what is revealed to me. Say, are the blind one and the seer equal? So do you not reflect? And warn by its means those who fear being mustered toward their Lord, besides whom they shall have neither any guardian nor any intercessor, so that they may be God-wary. Do not drive away those who supplicate their Lord morning and evening, desiring His face. Neither are you accountable for them in any way, nor are they accountable for you in any way, so that you may drive them away and thus become one of the wrongdoers. Thus do we test them by means of one another, so that they should say, Are these the ones whom Allah has favored from among us? Does not Allah know best the grateful? When those who have faith in our signs come to you, say, Peace to you. Your Lord has made mercy incumbent upon Himself. Whoever of you commits an evil deed out of ignorance and then repents after that and reforms, then he is indeed all-forgiving, all-merciful. Thus do we elaborate the signs, so that the way of the guilty may be exposed. Say, I have been forbidden to worship those whom you invoke besides Allah. Say, I do not follow your desires, for then I will have gone astray, and I will not be among the rightly guided. Say, indeed I stand on a manifest proof from my Lord, and you have denied it. What you seek to hasten is not up to me. Judgment belongs only to Allah. He expounds the truth, and He is the best of judges. Say, if what you seek to hasten were with me, the matter would surely have been decided between you and me, and Allah knows best the wrongdoers. With Him are the treasures of the unseen. No one knows them except Him. He knows whatever there is in land and sea. No leaf falls without His knowing it. Nor is there a grain in the darkness of the earth, nor anything fresh or withered, but it is in a manifest book. It is He who takes your souls by night, and He knows what you do by day. Then He reanimates you therein, so that a specified term may be completed. Then to Him will be your return, whereat He will inform you concerning what you used to do. He is the all-dominant over His servants, and He sends guards to protect you. When death approaches any one of you, our messengers take him away, and they do not neglect their duty. Then they are returned to Allah, their real master. Look, all judgment belongs to Him, and He is the swiftest of reckoners. Say, who delivers you from the darkness of land and sea? When you invoke Him suppliantly and secretly, if He delivers us from this, we will surely be among the grateful. Say, it is Allah who delivers you from them and from every agony, but then you ascribe partners to Him. Say, He is able to send upon you a punishment from above you or from under your feet, or confound you as hostile factions and make you taste one another's violence. Look how we paraphrase the signs variously, so that they may understand. Your people have denied it, though it is the truth. Say, it is not my business to watch over you. For every prophecy there is a preordained setting, and soon you will know. When you see those who gossip impiously about our signs, avoid them until they engage in some other discourse. But if Satan makes you forget, then after remembering, do not sit with the wrongdoing lot. Those who are God-wary are in no way accountable for them, but this is merely for admonition's sake, so that they may beware. Leave alone those who take their religion for play and diversion, and whom the life of this world has deceived, and admonish with it, lest any soul should perish because of what it has earned. It shall not have any guardian besides Allah nor any intercessor, and though it should offer every kind of ransom, it shall not be accepted from it. They are the ones who perish because of what they have earned. They shall have boiling water for drink and a painful punishment because of what they used to defy. Say, shall we invoke besides Allah that which can neither benefit us nor harm us, and turn back on our heels after Allah has guided us, like someone seduced by the devils and bewildered on the earth? Who has companions that invite him to guidance, saying, Come to us? Say, indeed, it is the guidance of Allah which is true guidance, and we have been commanded to submit to the Lord of all the worlds, and that maintain the prayer and be wary of Him, and it is He toward whom you will be gathered. It is He who created the heavens and the earth with the truth, and the day He says to something, Be, it is. His word is the truth, and to him belongs all sovereignty on the day when the trumpet will be blown. Knower of the sensible and the unseen, he is the all-wise, the all-aware. When Abraham said to Azar, his father, "Do you take idols for gods? And need I see you and your people in manifest error?" Thus did we show Abraham the dominions of the heavens and the earth, that he might be of those who possess certitude. When night darkened over him, he saw a star and said, "This is my Lord." But when it set, he said, "I do not like those who set." Then when he saw the moon rising, he said, "This is my Lord." But when it set, he said, "Had my Lord not guided me, I would surely have been among the astray lot." Then when he saw the sun rising, he said, "This is my Lord, this is bigger." But when it set, he said, "O my people, indeed I disown what you take as his partners. Indeed I have turned my face toward him who originated the heavens and the earth as a Hanif, and I am not one of the polytheists." His people argued with him. He said, "Do you argue with me concerning Allah, while he has guided me for certain? I do not fear what you ascribe to him as his partners, excepting anything that my Lord may wish. My Lord embraces all things in his knowledge. Will you not then take admonition? How could I fear what you ascribe to him as his partners, when you do not fear ascribing to Allah partners, for which he has not sent down any authority to you? So tell me, which of the two sides has a greater right to safety, if you know? Those who have faith and do not taint their faith with wrongdoing, for such there shall be safety, and they are the rightly guided." This was our argument that we gave to Abraham against his people. "We raise and rank whomever we wish. Indeed, your Lord is all-wise, all-knowing." And we gave him Isaac and Jacob and guided each of them. And Noah we had guided before, and from his offspring David and Solomon, Job, Joseph, Moses, and Aaron. Thus do we reward the virtuous, and Zechariah, John, Jesus, and Elias, each of them among the righteous. And Ishmael, Elisha, Jonah, and Lot, each we graced over all the nations. And from among their fathers, their descendants, and brethren, we chose them and guided them to a straight path. That is Allah's guidance. With it he guides whomever he wishes of his servants. But were they to ascribe any partners to Allah, what they used to do would not avail them. They are the ones whom we gave the book, the judgment, and prophethood. So if these disbelieve in them, we have certainly entrusted them to a people who will never disbelieve in them. They are the ones whom Allah has guided, so follow their guidance. Say, "I do not ask you any recompense for it. It is just an admonition for all the nations." They did not regard Allah with the regard due to him when they said, "Allah has not sent down anything to any human." Say, "Who had sent down the book that was brought by Moses as a light and guidance for the people, which you make into parchments that you display, while you conceal much of it, and by means of which you were taught what you did not know, neither you nor your fathers?" Say, "Allah." Then leave them to play around in their impious gossip. Blessed is this book which we have sent down, confirming what was revealed before it, so that you may warn the mother of cities and those around it. Those who believe in the hereafter believe in it, and they are watchful of their prayers. Who is a greater wrongdoer than him who fabricates a lie against Allah or says, "It has been revealed to me," while nothing was revealed to him? And he who says, "I will bring the like of what Allah has sent down," were you to see when the wrongdoers are in the throes of death, and the angels extend their hands saying, "Give up your souls. Today you shall be requited with a humiliating punishment because of what you used to attribute to Allah untruly and for your being disdainful towards his signs. Certainly you have come to us alone, just as we created you the first time, and left behind whatever we had bestowed on you. We do not see your intercessors with you. those whom you claimed to be our partners in deciding your fate. Certainly all links between you have been cut, and what you used to claim has forsaken you. Indeed, Allah is the splitter of the grain and the pit. He brings forth the living from the dead, and He brings forth the dead from the living. That is Allah. Then, where do you stray? Splitter of the dawn, He has made the night for rest, and the sun and the moon for calculation. That is the ordaining of the Almighty, the All-Knowing. It is He who made the stars for you, so that you may be guided by them in the darkness of land and sea. We have certainly elaborated the signs for a people who have knowledge. It is He who created you from a single soul. Then there is the enduring abode and the place of temporary lodging. We have certainly elaborated the signs for a people who understand. It is He who sends down water from the sky and brings forth with it every kind of growing thing. Then from it we bring forth vegetation, from which we produce the grain in clusters, and from the palm tree, from the spades of it, low-hanging clusters of dates, and gardens of grapes, olives, and pomegranates, similar and dissimilar. Look at its fruit as it fructifies and ripens. Indeed, there are signs in that for a people who have faith. They make the jinn partners of Allah, though He has created them, and carve out sons and daughters for Him without any knowledge. Immaculate is He, and exalted above what they allege concerning Him. The originator of the heavens and the earth, how could He have a son when He has had no spouse? He created all things, and He has knowledge of all things. That is Allah your Lord. There is no God except Him, the creator of all things, so worship Him. He watches over all things. The sights do not apprehend Him, yet He apprehends the sights, and He is the all-attentive, the all-aware. Say, certainly insights have come to you from your Lord, so whoever sees, it is to the benefit of his own soul, and whoever remains blind, it is to its detriment, and I am not a keeper over you. Thus do we paraphrase the signs variously, lest they should say, you have received instruction, and so that we may make it clear for a people who have knowledge. Follow that which has been revealed to you from your Lord, there is no God except Him, and turn away from the polytheists. Had Allah wished, they would not have ascribed partners to Him. We have not made you a caretaker for them, nor is it your duty to watch over them. Do not abuse those whom they invoke besides Allah, lest they should abuse Allah out of hostility without any knowledge. That is how to every people we have made their conduct seem decorous. Then their return will be to their Lord, and He will inform them concerning what they used to do. They swear by Allah with solemn oaths that were a sign to come to them, they would surely believe in it. Say, the signs are only with Allah. And what will bring home to you that they will not believe even if they came? We transform their hearts and their visions as they did not believe in it the first time, and we leave them bewildered in their rebellion. Even if we had sent down angels to them and the dead had spoken to them and we had gathered before them all things manifestly, they would still not believe unless Allah wished, but most of them are ignorant. That is how for every prophet we appointed as enemy the devils from among humans and jinn, who inspire each other with flashy words deceptively. Had your Lord wished, they would not have done it, so leave them with what they fabricate, so that toward it may incline the hearts of those who do not believe in the hereafter, and so that they may be pleased with it and commit what they commit. Say, shall I seek a judge other than Allah, while it is He who has sent down to you the book, well elaborated? Those whom we have given the book know that it has been sent down from your Lord with the truth, so do not be one of the skeptics. The word of your Lord has been fulfilled in truth and justice. Nothing can change His words, and He is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. If you obey most of those on the earth, they will lead you astray from the way of Allah, They follow nothing but conjectures, and they do nothing but surmise. Indeed, your Lord knows best those who stray from His way, and He knows best those who are guided. Eat from that over which Allah's name has been mentioned, if you are believers in His signs. Why should you not eat that over which Allah's name has been mentioned, while He has already elaborated for you whatever He has forbidden you, excepting what you may be compelled to eat? Indeed, many mislead others by their fancies without any knowledge. Indeed, your Lord knows best the transgressors. Renounce outward sins and the inward ones. Indeed, those who commit sins shall be requited for what they used to commit. Do not eat anything of that over which Allah's name has not been mentioned, and that is indeed transgression. Indeed, the Satans inspire their friends to dispute with you, and if you obey them, you will indeed be polytheists. Is he who was lifeless, then we gave him life, and provided him with a light by which he walks among the people, like one who dwells in a manifold darkness which he cannot leave? To the faithless is thus presented as decorous what they have been doing. Thus have we installed in every town its major criminals, that they may plot therein. Yet they do not plot except against their own souls, but they are not aware. And when a sign comes to them, they say, "We will not believe until we are given the like of what was given to Allah's apostles." Allah knows best where to place His apostleship. Soon the guilty will be visited by a degradation before Allah and a severe punishment because of the plots they used to devise. Whomever Allah desires to guide, He opens His breast to Islam, and whomever He desires to lead astray, He makes His breast narrow and straightened, as if He were climbing to a height. Thus does Allah lay spiritual defilement on those who do not have faith. This is the straight path of your Lord. We have already elaborated the signs for a people who take admonition. For them shall be the abode of peace near their Lord, and He will be their guardian because of what they used to do. On the day He will gather them all together, He will say, "O company of jinn, you claimed many of the humans." Their friends from among the humans will say, "Our Lord, we used each other, and we completed our term, which you had appointed for us." He will say, "The fire is your abode to remain in it forever, except what Allah may wish. Indeed, your Lord is all-wise, all-knowing." That is how we make the wrongdoers one another's friends because of what they used to earn. O company of jinn and humans, did there not come to you apostles from yourselves recounting to you my signs and warning you of the encounter of this day? They will say, "We testify against ourselves. The life of this world had deceived them," and they will testify against themselves that they had been faithless. This is because your Lord would never destroy the towns unjustly while their people were unaware. For everyone there are ranks in accordance with what they have done, and your Lord is not oblivious of what they do. Your Lord is the all-sufficient dispenser of mercy. If He wishes, He will take you away and make whomever He wishes succeed you, just as He produced you from the descendants of another people. Indeed, what you are promised will surely come, and you will not be able to thwart it. Say, "O my people, act according to your ability. I too am acting." Soon you will know in whose favor the outcome of that abode will be. Indeed, the wrongdoers will not be felicitous. They dedicate to Allah out of what He has created of the crops and cattle a portion, and say, "This is for Allah." So do they maintain, "And this is for our partners." But what is for their partners does not reach Allah, and what is for Allah reaches their partners. Evil is the judgment that they make. That is how, to most of the polytheists, is presented as decorous the slaying of their children by those whom they ascribe as partners to Allah, that they may ruin them and confound their religion for them. Had Allah wished, they would not have done it. So leave them with what they fabricate. And they say, "These cattle and tillage are a taboo. None may eat them except whom we please." So they maintain, and there are cattle whose backs are forbidden, and cattle over which they do not mention Allah's name, fabricating a lie against Him. Soon He will requite them for what they used to fabricate. And they say, that which is in the bellies of these cattle is exclusively for our males and forbidden to our wives, but if it be stillborn, they will all share it. Soon he will requite them for their allegations. Indeed, he is all-wise, all-knowing. They are certainly losers who slay their children foolishly without knowledge and forbid what Allah has provided them, fabricating a lie against Allah. Certainly they have gone astray and are not guided. It is he who produces gardens, trellised and without trellises, and palm trees, and crops of diverse produce, olives and pomegranates, similar and dissimilar. Eat of its fruits when it fructifies, and give its due on the day of harvest, and do not be wasteful. Indeed, Allah does not like the wasteful. Of the cattle, some are for burden and some for slaughter. Eat of what Allah has provided you, and do not follow in Satan's footsteps. He is indeed your manifest enemy. 8 mates, 2 of sheep, and 2 of goats. Say, is it the 2 males that he has forbidden, or the 2 females, or what is contained in the wombs of the 2 females? Inform me with knowledge, should you be truthful. And 2 of camels, and 2 of oxen. Say, is it the 2 males that he has forbidden, or the 2 females, or what is contained in the wombs of the 2 females? Were you witnesses when Allah enjoined this upon you? So who is a greater wrongdoer than him who fabricates a lie against Allah to mislead the people without any knowledge? Indeed, Allah does not guide the wrongdoing lot. Say, I do not find in what has been revealed to me that anyone be forbidden to eat anything except carrion, or spilt blood, or the flesh of swine. For that is indeed unclean, or an impiety offered to other than Allah. But should someone be compelled without being rebellious or aggressive, indeed your Lord is all-forgiving, all-merciful. To the Jews we forbade every animal having an undivided hoof, and of oxen and sheep. We forbade them their fat except what is borne by their backs or the entrails, or what is attached to the bones. We requited them with that for their rebelliousness, and we indeed speak the truth. But if they deny you, say, your Lord is dispenser of an all-embracing mercy, but his punishment will not be averted from the guilty lot. The polytheists will say, had Allah wished, we would not have ascribed any partner to him, nor our fathers, nor would we have forbidden anything. Those who were before them had denied likewise until they tasted our punishment. Say, do you have any revealed knowledge that you can produce before us? You follow nothing but conjectures, and you do nothing but surmise. Say, to Allah belongs the conclusive argument. Had he wished, he would have surely guided you all. Say, bring your witnesses who may testify that Allah has forbidden this. So if they testify, do not testify with them, and do not follow the desires of those who deny our signs, and those who do not believe in the hereafter, and equate others with their Lord. Say, come, I will recount what your Lord has forbidden you from, that you shall not ascribe any partners to him, and you shall be good to the parents. You shall not kill your children due to penury. We will provide for you and for them. You shall not approach indecencies, the outward among them and the inward ones, and you shall not kill a soul whose life Allah has made inviolable, except with due cause. This is what He has enjoined upon you, so that you may apply reason. Do not approach the orphan's property except in the best possible manner until he comes of age, and observe fully the measure and the balance with justice. We task no soul except according to its capacity. And when you speak, be fair, even if it were a relative, and fulfill Allah's covenant. This is what He enjoins upon you so that you may take admonition. This indeed is my straight path, so follow it, and do not follow other ways, for they will separate you from His way. This is what He enjoins upon you, so that you may be God-wary. Then we gave Moses the book, completing our blessing on him who is virtuous, and as an elaboration of all things, and as a guidance and mercy, so that they may believe in the encounter with their Lord. And this book that we have sent down is a blessed one, so follow it and be God-wary, so that you may receive His mercy. Thus you should say the book was sent down only to two communities before us, and we were indeed unaware of their studies. Or less you should say, if the book had been sent down to us, surely we would have been better guided than them. There has already come to you a manifest proof from your Lord and a guidance and mercy. So who is a greater wrongdoer than him who denies the signs of Allah and turns away from them? Soon, we shall requite those who turn away from our signs with a terrible punishment because of what they used to evade. Do they await anything but that the angels should come to them, or your Lord should come, or some of your Lord's signs should come? The day when some of your Lord's signs do come, faith shall not benefit any soul that had not believed beforehand and had not earned some goodness in its faith. Say, wait, we too are waiting. Indeed, those who split up their religion and become sects, you will not have anything to do with them. Their matter rests only with Allah. Then He will inform them concerning what they used to do. Whoever brings virtue shall receive 10 times its like, but whoever brings vice shall not be requited except with its like, and they will not be wronged. Say, indeed, my Lord has guided me to a straight path, the upright religion, the creed of Abraham, Hanif, and he was not one of the polytheists. Say, indeed, my prayer and my worship, my life and my death are for the sake of Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. He has no partner, and this creed I have been commanded to follow, and I am the first of those who submit to Allah. Say, shall I seek a Lord other than Allah, while He is the Lord of all things? No soul does evil except against itself, and no bearer shall bear another's burden. Then to your Lord will be your return, whereat He will inform you concerning that about which you used to differ. It is He who has made you successors on the earth and raised some of you in rank above others so that He may test you in respect to what He has given you. Indeed, your Lord is swift in retribution, and indeed, He is all-forgiving, all-merciful.